Colin Bissett is taking us on a tour of another iconic building, and today we're off to Milan.
It's difficult to face Milan's glorious Gothic cathedral without being distracted by a more secular treasure. A grand triumphal arch to the side of the square leads you into one of the most pleasing urban spaces in the world, the Galleria Vittorio Emanuele II. It was designed in 1861 by Giuseppe Mengoni, who won the competition to connect Milan's huge central square, the Piazza del Duomo, with the much smaller square in front of the city's famous opera house, La Scala. He came up with two glass-roofed pedestrian streets that met under a huge glass dome. The idea wasn't original. There had been passages filled with shops in Paris since the end of the 18th century, but these were narrow and rather tucked away. London's Burlington Arcade of 1819 was the same, an elegant little passageway for shops selling luxury goods. What Mengoni came up with was on an unprecedented scale. It was four stories high, with an intricate mosaic floor, lavish frescoes, and enough neoclassical carving to decorate a palace. The vaulted iron-framed glass roof added an air of modernity, just like the latest railway stations, giving shelter and light at the same time. In 1877, a grand archway was built as the entrance from the cathedral square, and it was while checking the details of this work that Mengoni fell from the scaffolding and died, just days before the Galleria's grand opening by the King of Italy. The spacious, light-filled interior was the crucial difference compared to the earlier passageways of Paris. Milan's Galleria was a place to linger, intended to be filled with cafes as much as shops, a place that encouraged the passeggiata, so important to Italian daily life. The Campari family was one of the first to open a cafe there and promote their new bitter liqueur as an aperitivo, and a company called Prada opened a small shop to sell their leather luggage. The place quickly became the social hub of Milan, its cafes filled with the fashionable and the intellectual, and so it's remained. The Galleria was a big influence on the shopping malls of the 20th century. In the late 1940s, Victor Gruen created the first of them outside Detroit, a space with gardens and cafes to linger in as you shopped. Frank Lowy did the same in Australia, opening his first Westfield in Blacktown in 1959. What Milan's Galleria demonstrated was that the space could be an important hub in the centre of a city. It's the lesson that modern malls are still trying to replicate, but have never bettered.
Colin Bissett with another valuable reminder of how the iconic ways of the past can teach us how we do things in the present day.